I'm not really 100% sure. I think that Dwayne, our guitar player, had been in this band with Mike Patton called Tomahawk. And Mike asked if we could get the Jesus Lizard together to go to play Altamara's parties, I think last December or something like that. And Mac, our original drummer, wanted to do it. And I think in the past that he hasn't wanted to. And so we tried to do that, but we were unable to get it together in time for the December thing. And so instead we set up for another Altamara's parties in May. And originally I think it was only going to be like 4 or 5 shows. And then it built up to about, I think, about 40.
Why is that? Was it more fun than you think?
Well, most of it was booked before we played the first show, but I think mostly it was people, promoters or whatever, got word that we were playing and they started making offers to our booking agent. And some of them are paying a great deal of money.
So it's the money talking.
Well, it's hard to turn down. I mean, we never got paid like this before.
No?
No, nowhere close.
I know you've definitely been on stage during the last 10 years, but anyhow, how would you describe going on stage for the first Jesus Lizard show in 10 years?
That one was wild. It was the ATP in May, and it was really, really weird. I was terrified. I was throwing up like crazy, just vomiting left and right without having, I had very little to drink, and I was just puking from nerves. And then we started the set, and I had planned on, you're asking if I get undressed, I was not going to take my shirt off. And in 5 seconds, 5 or 10 seconds, I had just torn my shirt off and jumped in the audience. And it wasn't like me, it was like I was on autopilot. It was kind of amazing.
Was it a good feeling?
It was yeah.
What did you miss the most during the years that there was no Jesus Lizard?
Mac, our drummer.
Yeah. Cause
is that my stomach?
Yeah, I think. Are you hungry, man? You have to drink your coffee. But yeah, because he quit like 2 years before the whole band.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then I didn't see him for pretty much the whole time. So, and now, and we were really, really good friends when the band was going, and then it just sort of dissolved, and now it's back, and it's really good.
Good. And we're going to talk a little more, but we'll have to hear some music. Thumbscrews. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah. But a Jesus Lizard. Thumbscrews med The Jesus Lizard og vokalist David Yao fra det gjenforente bandet. Han fortsatt hos Lydverket, og i gamle dager så var han en særdeles fysisk vokalist. Gjerne så tok han av seg klær nå. David?
Yes?
You're a quite physical vocalist. When you say?
Sure.
Yeah, you don't stand still on stage.
Well, there are points that I stand still, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have to do that more now than last time you were touring?
No. I just get more tired.
Yeah, do you? Mm. It's not the same. You don't have the same stamina now.
No, probably not. But it's close.
I know. I know. My body's developed during the 10 years.
So my body has undeveloped.
But do you still get naked at shows?
Wow. No, just here at the radio station.
Mm-hmm. But you look good, though.
Oh, thank
naked,
you very much.
Yeah. And with your boots and no clothes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's great having you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And you're back on the road. Mac McNeely is back on drums. Is this comeback a stayer or just for this tour?
It's just for the tour. I think we'll finish in Chicago at the end of November.
So you're not making any new music?
No.
No? Why not?
I think it would be impossible. I live in Los Angeles, David lives in New York, Mac lives in Chicago, and Dwayne lives in Nashville. It would be impossible. I mean, It takes us, yeah, just can't do it.
Can't do it. There's a lot of bands where the singer or the guitarist define the sound or the essence of the band. But in your case, all the members are no doubt equally important.
Thank you.
For the Jesus Lizard expression. Do you see it that way?
Yes.
Yeah.
I also think of us as none of us being replaceable. That's why when Mac left, it was just, after that, it just became a job. And if we could have, we would have broken up when Mac left. But we had signed a record contract with Capitol. Excuse me. And we had to go on, or we would owe them so much money, that way much more money than we had. And yeah, after Mac left, it was just a job for the remaining 2 years. But excuse me.
Hey, because I was wondering how the chemistry in the band were different after he left.
That's funny you use the word chemistry, because I think that the most important thing in any band is the chemistry between the people in the band. And I was just having this conversation the other day with a friend. Like, it's conceivable, it's possible that if you break the chemistry in a band, that it'll be, that it can be as good or better, but it's really, really unlikely. And I think with us, it was proven that, well, that it didn't work.
But know. Was this first and foremost on a personal level or musical?
Wow. Musically, and then it developed into a personal problem.
Yeah, because you referred to Jim Kimball, the new drummer, as an asshole.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid motherfucker.
He is?
Yeah.
What makes him stupid?
I don't know if he got dropped on his head as a child or what, but he's an idiot, and it makes me crazy. My ex-wife will still say she'd never seen me as angry as he would make me angry all the time. And I don't get angry, so, except when having to deal with him.
Okay. But how do you feel about the last album, Blue, that you released with Kimbo?
I think it's a pretty good record. I love the way Andy Gill put his production on it. Can I give an example of how Jim Kimball is insane?
Please.
When we were recording that record, every song that was mid-tempo or faster, he was just going like on the kick drum, just solid like that. And so Andy said, Jim, why don't you play a pattern? And Jim said, I am, man. And we soloed up the kick drum. It was the only thing playing. You could watch the meter, and there it is going boom, 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 boom. And Jim goes, that's not what I'm playing, man. I fell out of my chair. It was like, who the hell is it, Jim? You know, it's completely insane. And there was stuff like that on a daily basis.
When did
hourly
last,
basis.
When did you last see him?
Oh, geez. I don't know. 9 years ago or something like that.
You're just trying to forget him.
Yeah, I never will, though.
Yeah. Would you reunite now if McNeely weren't in?
Absolutely not. No way. No way. That was the biggest stipulation.
Thank God it's in then.
Pardon me?
Thank God he's in then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for people who care about the band and for us personally, it's great. It's great to have him, you know, along. And he's just a tremendous guy. He's amazing. He has an imagination that won't quit.